Past the Gray Curtain, My Road to Full Life as a Person with Disabilities by Sarah Blake LaRose. Copyright 2025, Nightlight Communications, LLC. Past the Gray Curtain is a bronze medal winner for biography and memoir in the North American Book Awards. You're going to the district spelling bee. Did I win? My grandfather was responsible for locking all the buildings. One day, he took me with him on his door locking rounds. We went into the building where the Sunday school classes were located.
What happened in the Sunday school building?
To make matters worse, cold asparagus was on my plate.
Believe it or not, it got worse.
No one seemed to want me to do anything lately.
What a grump!
I walked hesitantly to the adult books and selected a nonfiction book. This was much better. It was bigger.
Did I get in trouble for being in the adult books?
He was on my list of people I could trust. But suddenly, I realized that he was on theirs, too. I remember wondering if he thought I wasn't so sweet anymore. What if I stopped being Bruiser?
Did he stop calling me Bruiser?
The sun was still beating down on my shoulders, but I could not see the sun either.
What do you suppose I did?
Granny had to put her 15-year-old granddaughter back to bed every night until we left.
Why would my grandmother have to put me to bed?
The gray curtain had returned, and this time it did not go away in a few hours.
It was back? Oh no! Give me a phone! I've got to get out of here!
Who needs a phone, and where are they going? You'll find out in Past the Gray Curtain.